We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
Good morning, friends, and happy Saturday. This is The Morning Beat. We are Channel Q, the new Channel Q. I'm AJ Gibson. You might know me from The Wendy Williams Show, Access Hollywood, Hollywood Today Live, if you're an OG fan of mine. Here with my girl, Michaela Gordon. You know her from American Idol. You know the voice. How could you not love her?
Honey, I want to talk more importantly, because they know you from The Wendy Williams Show. What they don't know is what you did last night.
Oh, God. Girl, you don't even know what I did last night. You actually do. You're my friend, and you follow me on Instagram, so you do know.
But you need to tell the listeners, because we came in this morning. It's obviously Saturday. We each had our own night last night. But I said, how did it go?
Well, it went really well. So a little bit of backstory. If you listened last weekend, we were kind of going back and forth on whether or not it's too early to decorate for the holidays, to get into the holiday spirit. I said, absolutely not. Wait till after Thanksgiving. It kind of changed last night. So I was out. If you're local to Southern California, you might be familiar with Westfield Topanga in the Village. It's a huge outdoor shopping center. Yeah. So last night we were at the Village for what they call Light the Night. It's their holiday kickoff party, and I was invited to come MC the event with the general manager Molly Unger of the Village, and we had a blast. We had some great performances. Have you heard of Mini Pop Kids?
No.
It's a group out of Toronto. They performed. LA Follies were there. They're kind of like Rocket.
Yeah,
they're so great, right?
I used to perform with them.
They're so talented.
Yes.
They performed last night. Snowfall, which is sort of like a pentatonic sort of group, they sang last night.
Cool. So it was an acoustic vibe.
Oh, yeah. And the highlight of the night, first off, we lit the entire mall. There was a snowfall. I don't know what it really was.
Was it really snow?
I think it was probably like soap or something, like little bubbles. But Santa Claus made an arrival. I got to introduce Santa. It was great. The worst part, though, was so this show took place in an outdoor mall, right? And the backstage area was also the patio for Tender Greens, which is a restaurant. So Santa is like sitting there waiting to go on, and there are families like having dinner. And kids were coming up like bright eyed and just so like in
was
awe.
Was that Santa's backstage?
Oh, yeah. He was just sitting on a chair at a table at Tender Greens. And these little kids would walk up.
What a visual.
They'd be like, Santa? Santa, is that you? Can I take a picture with Santa? And I'm like, And production's like, no, Santa's going to be at the mall up until Christmas Eve. You can go get a picture then.
Give him some time.
And I'm like, don't ask me because I can't say no to these kids.
Absolutely not.
It was heartbreaking.
Well, that was such a good night. I had a really good night. I hung out with Fran Drescher last night, but guess...
Wait, what? You just dropped that so easily.
Okay, this is crazy. So I've become friends with Fran Drescher, and she invited me to go see her new show, Indebted, which launches February 10th with Abby Elliott, Chris Elliott's daughter. It's great.
Love it.
Sitting in the audience was Mindy Cohen from Facts of Life.
What?
And I kind of gagged a little bit.
Yeah.
So I went over and I was like, hello. And she was like, hi. And I was like, I just wanted to say that. You know, just so awkward and not normal. But she was so sweet. I had such a good night. I mean, the show is going to be incredible. Indebted, I can't wait to see.
Yeah. I need a Facts of Life reboot, by the way. All right, you guys, yeah. We have a great show coming up. We got Celine Dion releasing some new music at a bar with some drag queens in New York City. This is a fun story. Also, we've got a story about a deer in a Walmart in my home state of Ohio. I can't wait to get to that one. But first, we've got Michaela. You got some news on the beat?
That's right, honey. Okay, so a Utah company is recalling 2-pound frozen bags of Quest beef cat food sold nationwide over fears it may be contaminated with salmonella. The salmonella can affect animals eating the products, and there is risk to humans from handling contaminated pet products, especially if they have not thoroughly washed their hands after having contact with the products or any surfaces exposed to these products. A sample collected tested positive for salmonella, prompting the recall. Now, this is important because if you have cats, make sure you're paying attention. The firm was notified by the Minnesota Department of Agriculture when sample was collected and tested positive for salmonella. The firm did conduct their own test, which resulted in a negative result. But the recall is by Go Raw LLC of Cottonwood, Utah. All right, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. You're in good company. You're celebrating with actor and comedian Pete Davidson from SNL, 26 years old today. Actress Maggie Gyllenhaal celebrates her 42nd birthday. And actress Missy Pyle from The Artist, Galaxy Quest, and Dodgeball turns 47. All right, coming up, I can't stand this story. Celine Dion had a full album release party with drag queens, and we could have been there.
So good.
How did we miss the party? We're talking about it coming up next.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
Oh my goodness, you all. Welcome back. We were talking to Celine Dion in just a minute, but also want to stick around. Coming up in 1 hour from right now, we're digging into the South Park trans athlete controversy. But first, Queen Celine.
Queen.
New music.
Celine.
She's dropping her first English studio album in 6 years, Courage.
Has it been six years?
Yeah, she's been through it. She's been through it. She lost her husband, obviously, Renee. Yeah. But it seemed like an emotional night for her. She was actually, okay, just to set this up, she was at a drag bar in New York City.
Of course.
Called Lips, of course. And a bunch of drag queens, the Lips Girls, they call them, they all performed some of her greatest hits throughout the night. And then she came out onto stage, and this is what happened.
I want to thank you so very much for your support for all the years. I hope you like it as well, of course.
We love it.
I put my heart into it, and I want to thank you. I love you guys very, very much.
How cool is that? Wigs were snatched. People were falling out. Loving Celine.
Could you imagine being it like for us, the Abbey, and you're just watching these drag queens lip sync Celine, and then all of a sudden, Celine Dion comes out. I have to tell you, I was in Vegas when I had my residency a few years ago, and Celine Dion, my friend got me tickets for my birthday to go see her, and she had just had back surgery, so she could not do the changes. Her back was bothering her. She hadn't had surgery quite yet, and so she couldn't do any of the changes or really dance, so she just stood there and sang for an hour and a half.
Oh my goodness.
There's no voice.
There's nothing.
Like Celine. However, when she performed, she did one of my favorite songs.
Which is?
Justin.
I do. This song does get me emotional.
AJ is literally tearing up right now.
No, I'm not even kidding. So back in the late 90s, I graduated high school in 99. I'm not going to age myself. I'm 39. Whatever. I'm proud of it. that album, Let's Talk About Love album came out in 97 with like My Heart Will Go On and all of that. And I used to listen to that, my little closeted little gay boy self in small town Ohio and get all kinds of emotional. And I still do. It brings me back.
Yes.
She's iconic.
What's your favorite song?
Oh my goodness. I love, I've listened to My Heart Will Go On. I love Tell Him. Do you know Tell Him?
Tell Him with Barbara?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Tell Him with Barbara Streisand. I used to sing at 10 years old. I sang both parts.
I would hate you for saying that right now. You were 10?
I was 10 and I would sing it in the mirror. I would be Barbara to the audience and I was Celine to the mirror because I had to play two parts.
Well,
sounds schizophrenic, but I did.
I grew up a huge fan of Barbara, obviously. My mom used to make me watch A Star Is Born growing up. I think my mom, Mom, girl. You had no idea. I used to know every song to Kris Kristofferson and Barbara Streisand, A Star Is Born, back in the 70s, and then fell in love with Celine in the late 90s, and I still adore. Can you imagine being in that room, though? What must that have been like? I would have passed out.
Yeah.
It's not a big bar.
Yeah. It's so interesting, too, because she talks about Renee, and she's saying, I hope he's proud of me, and you know that he's so proud of her.
So proud.
But this is going to be an interesting album, too, because it's the first one since Renee passed, and Renee had a lot of control over her career.
He managed her entire career. Not only was he her husband, he was also her manager for a year, from the time she was a little girl.
Yes.
So this will be interesting. I love the title, Courage.
I love it,
too. Really, she's shown so much courage to still, at this point in her career, after losing the love of her life, to come back out here. And then to take it to the community first.
Of course,
the community
naturally.
That built her. I love that.
Well, now, we asked Justin what his favorite Celine Dion song was, because we don't discriminate against the straight. We want to hear what your favorite song is.
Yes. So good. Okay, the emotions are all coming back
You're
to me right now, too.
Again.
No, I get I have a visceral, like, a sort of reaction. Like, I get goosebumps. I tear up. I love Celine so much. And she's one of those artists that, like, I forget that I love so much. Does that make sense? Like, I live my life for Beyonce and Lady Gaga all day, every day. But Celine is one of those, I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot. She's still, like, my number one.
Yeah, well, you can get Celine's new album out now, her first English album in 6 years.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
All right, Michaela, speaking of music that makes me feel emotions, makes me cry, makes me tear up, how about the fight song for The Ohio State University? It is Saturday. You know I like football. I'm also very proud of my home state of Ohio, which gave me the idea for this little segment we could play.
Uh-huh.
We're going to call it Small Town, Big City.
Okay.
I'm from a small town, about 10,000 people. If you're from a big city, you're from Las Vegas.
Yeah, no, and this song means nothing to me.
Nothing to you. Well, we'll work on that.
I was like, is this a funeral song? What's happening?
Okay, you need to go sit in the corner while I tell you about this story. It happened at a Walmart in a little town called Worcester.
You got me back at Walmart.
Okay, there you go. This town, Worcester, is about an hour from where I grew up. Small little farming community. And a deer actually got into the store and kind of created some chaos, we'll say. Let's play this.
I started hearing a noise, so I looked over to see what it was, and you could see some shopping carts tipping over and moving around. And then a deer goes running in the door and takes off through the store, and I'm like, well, there's something you don't see every day. I was having trouble standing. It was real slippery, and you could actually hear someone say, stop taking pictures and help it. And I'm thinking to myself, it's a deer. What do you want me to do?
Well, there's something you don't see every day. I love it. It's so funny because I heard the story, and only in Ohio does this happen. I have a lot of deer stories, actually, in my life. This poor thing. Well, you got to watch this video online. Watch the entire video on YouTube. Look up Deer Walmart, Ohio. And he's falling down like Bambi on ice. Poor thing, terrified out of its mind.
Well, I want to know how the deer got into the Walmart.
I think he went through the front door, probably. I mean, do you think he teleported?
No, I'm just saying. Like
what do you mean?
Is this what happens in small town Ohio? You just got deer like running the streets? Well, was he like drunk, slipping and falling?
No, yes. And the answer is yes, there are deer running the streets in Ohio. I can't tell you how many times we've had deer encounters in my family. I grew up on a lake, and one time when we were younger, a deer, like a doe, was out on the frozen lake, and part of its hoof like froze into the ice. And we had to go out there and like chisel it out. We walked out onto the ice. My mom was so scared. We had pool cues from our pool table in case we fell through. We thought that would like catch us maybe. I don't know. And our lake is maybe 6 feet deep total, to be fair. But we chiseled this deer out of the ice and got it back to the beach. And
it lived? It was okay?
Absolutely. The wildlife department came out and took care of it.
See, I have an awful fear when I'm driving in the dark that I'm going to hit a deer, which, I mean, I live in Vegas. Like, I've lived in Vegas. I live in LA. It's never going to happen, but I just have a fear that I'm going to hit a deer.
Girl, don't move to a small town. My Aunt Shelley's Beretta, back in the day, her red Beretta got destroyed by a deer one time.
What is a Beretta?
I don't know. It's like a Chevy, I think. I took my
like
driving.
A car?
Yeah, I took my driving test in it when I was 16.
Well, I like small towns and I appreciate you. Mm-hmm. I am a big town girl.
Okay, what do you
and
got?
And things like this don't happen in big towns, honey.
Okay, fancy.
Except for Florida. Miami, to be exact. Because this story, I actually relate a lot to this story. South Florida police are currently searching for a man who was captured on video helping himself to a snack as he robbed a Taco Bell in the Boynton Beach Mall. And they believe he's responsible for at least two other burglaries. He was like taking money and also like, you know what? I'm also going to take a carne asada on the house. Got it?
That is too. So he broke in to take money.
Yes.
But also like helped himself to a snack.
It was like, I would like a number two. And you know what? I'll make it myself. No problem. Only in Miami, of course.
If you broke into a chain like a fast food restaurant, what do you think? What would you go for?
Currently?
Yeah.
I would get that spicy chicken sandwich from Popeyes.
Oh.
And on Black Friday, I'd sell it. You know how much money I'd be making right now, please?
Wait, when you sell it, do you mean you're going to take one and try to sell it?
I'm going to take a lot.
A multiple.
Listen, if I'm going to steal something, I'm not going to go for one taco. I'm going to go for the whole enchilada. No pun intended, but also kind of.
I would probably go to Taco Bell. I haven't been there in a long time. I used to like, I could put down some Mexican pizzas. So good.
I love Mexican pizzas. Do you have Taco Bells in Ohio?
Oh, totally. We have a Taco. Yeah, it was a big deal. When a Taco Bell came to our hometown, when I was a little kid, I was on the swim team, and we used to travel in the summertime to towns like 30, 40 minutes away that were like big towns. My town had about 10,000 people, but I'm talking cities, like 15, 20,000 people, and they had Taco Bells. So I remember when we got a Taco Bell, I was so excited because I'm obsessed with beef Mexi melt with sour cream, Mexican pizzas, and those cinnamon twist things.
Oh my God, no. I love the cinnamon
so
twists.
So good.
I love the cinnamon. That's fair. So this is, your face is lighting up. Now I know two things. You cry when Celine Dion comes on.
Always.
And your face lights up when you talk about Taco Bell.
And I haven't been there in a while.
And you know a lot of deer.
I do know a lot of deer.
This is what I picked up from this show. And as a gay man, you like football. There's so much happening.
Look, there's a lot of depth to me. I grew up in a small town. I mean, you have to be comfortable with deer. We were on vacation this summer. True story. And my little sister, Mackenzie, we're up in Michigan. And my mom and sister went out for a drive. And deer everywhere up there. And they're so comfortable with humans that they actually will come up to the car. You can feed them. So my sister had some food in her hand, like crack, chicken and the biscuits. I don't know what she had. Some snacks in her hand. And she was feeding the deer. And then the thing bit her. And it was on her Instagram. I think I have the video somewhere. It's hilarious. Just a little nibble.
Just a little bite. Mm-hmm.
Just one for a snack.
Well, now we know why they do taxidermy.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Oh,
went dark.
Can't.
Quickly.
That is dark.
Okay. Sorry. Saturday morning. All right, Drew, as we're coming up in our next hour, we are taking on a very serious topic because South Park has just put out an episode in regards to trans athletes, and we have a lot of opinions about that. Is it okay? Is it not? And then we're going to round out the hour with hashtag sports. As an Ohio Buckeye, you feel like there's some things I need to know that are happening in the sports world.
It's actually Ohio State Buckeyes, Michaela.
Oh, I'm sorry. Ohio State is a Buckeye a deer?
A Buckeye is a nut. It's a poisonous nut from a Buckeye tree. Wow.
Your tone is poisonous right now.
Good morning, Angels.
Good morning, Charlie.
Yes, Angels. Charlie's Angels reboot is out this weekend. Kristen Stewart got to play a queer character, which is pretty iconic for this franchise. Elizabeth Banks is sort of defending the film. The idea that so many of these other films can, in the Marvel universe in particular, you said Spider-Man, we were talking about that off camera, or off, mic a moment ago, Michaela, and how Spider-Man can get rebooted about every 2 years.
Yeah.
And it's been how many years since the last Charlie's Angels?
17 years.
Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy. Well, it's really exciting too, because not only does it need to have a reboot, the Angels need to be different. We have a gorgeous black girl that's an angel. We have a lesbian that's an angel. We have a Latin girl that's an angel. Like, we need that visibility in 2020. And I think that's what Elizabeth Banks is also saying. A woman is playing Charlie, is taking place for the iconic Charlie role. And it's a female empowerment film. And we want to see that.
Yeah. Speaking of what you said a moment ago, I actually found a quote on here. Said this was from Elizabeth Banks talking about this reboot, saying, quote, "You've had 37 Spider-Man movies and you're not complaining. I think women are allowed to have one or two action franchises every 17 years. I feel totally fine with that, and so do we." This cast is great. And let's talk about Kristen Stewart, this playing a queer character actually in one of these iconic franchises. And she says her character's not like, there's not like really a storyline around her sexuality. It's just there. And I think that shows a lot of progress.
I do too.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be a focus. We don't have to over-sexualize her. She just happens to be a gay woman.
Yeah. I think my biggest problem with the film is just that I find Kristen Stewart incredibly boring. I mean, that's... If we're going to be honest, I just find her to be so awkward. I watch her in interviews sometimes and I'm like, just spit it out. I think we have some audio of her talking in an interview. You can just be the judge yourself.
If you were to do the Sabina story, she'd probably have a million, like, queer-centric love stories that would be, like, you know, more at the forefront. But this is about, this movie is about a, like, group of women at work being proactive in their lives and, like, pushing those stories forward. But it was always very important to me to show that, like, that she was outside the margins, that she was not...
By me saying that, you'll know which...
She was not somebody who was generally easy to digest because she was a straight, pretty white girl. Mm-hmm. So even just that one suggestion that she lived a little bit in a more unique perspective was, like, very important to me.
Kristen, girl, okay, that interview answer was not easy to digest.
I was like, get to the point. Okay, she's a lesbian, and...
And I love that part. I love that they're showing her character and they're giving her some variety. I love it. And Kristen Stewart, I feel like sometimes she's too smart for her own good, and I just tune out. I don't get too emotionally invested in her.
Yeah.
And I just get a little bit bored by her. I feel like she's just on this constant state of like melancholy.
Yeah. Well, and see, I like Kristen Stewart as well. Like, I'm not going to kick her out if she ever came into the studio. I would love to talk with her. The problem is, I feel like sometimes people want to sound really deep.
Yes.
But it sounds really boring.
It comes across a tad pretentious to me.
A little bit.
Like she thinks she's just a little more artsy than I am, or a little smarter, a little more wise.
Yeah, well, I draw the heck out of a stick figure, so watch out, artsy fartsy. Listen, I'm excited to see Charlie's Angels, the reboot.
Yes.
It was such an iconic movie with Lucy Liu, Drew Barrymore, and Cameron Diaz, 17 years. Remember how hot they were in that? Demi Moore, when she came out, and no one had seen her body yet, and she was like, water.
And back then, Drew Barrymore brought that franchise back. She resurrected it. Now Elizabeth Banks is doing the same thing. I love that women are having an opportunity to sort of, you know, take the reins on something so iconic. But why has it been 17 years?
Yeah, it's a question that people want to know. And why is it a problem to make it after 17 years when, in Elizabeth Banks' words, you have 37 Spider-Man reboots?
And we've had three different Spider-Mans and 37 reboots in that time.
Yeah. All right, you guys. Well, coming up, we have a great hour for you. We're taking on a serious topic, which has to do with South Park talking about trans athletes. Did they do it in the right way or not? And then finishing up, we have a new segment called Overheard in LA. And some of the things that we overhear in LA, you would not believe. We'll be sharing them with you. So stick around. We are the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat. The new Channel Q.
Welcome back. We are the new Channel Q. I'm AJ Gibson here with my girl, Michaela Gordon, hanging out on this lovely Saturday morning. Thanks for spending your morning with us. We've got a story coming up in just a minute. I'm excited to dig into the South Park trans athlete controversy story, which we're going to talk about in a minute. But it is Saturday. We do have lives outside of the studio, Michaela.
Oh, we do?
What do you got going on this weekend?
You know, I had a great night last night. I was hanging out with Fran Drescher. You guys know that she's my hero. Today, I'm going to take it easy because tomorrow, I'm really excited. I'm going to Trevor Live.
Okay.
And I've never been, but, you know, I love going to any event that supports the LGBTQ community. So I'm feeling excited. I'm going to get a spray tan to walk the carpet tomorrow because... duh. And it's going to be great. What are you doing?
You're a plus one, right? Of a good friend of ours, yes?
You didn't need to add all that in there.
Listen.
Okay, I got my own invite through my best friend, Chester Lockhart, who didn't have someone else go with him, so I got the second invite. Okay, it doesn't matter.
Your arm candy. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm actually, later on, I'm going to a 30th Barbie birthday party at Dave Grohl's house.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. So a good friend of mine, Lauren Ashley Beck, happy birthday. She's on Survivor this season. She was in the controversy this week with all the Me Too moment on Survivor. And she is actually celebrating her 30th birthday tonight at Dave Grohl's house. She's nannied for him for years.
Oh, wow.
And she's having a birthday a Barbie-themed birthday.
That's who, are you going as Ken or Barbie?
I might slick my hair to the side, but I have to go from there back to the mall tonight to introduce Santa to an entire other event in Topanga. So
that's,
I got
right,
a lot going on.
Explain to people what you're doing in Topanga tonight, because maybe listeners want to come and visit you.
Yeah, so tonight I'm going to be at Topanga in the Village on the mall side. If you're in Southern California, come out. We're at about 4:30. I think we're starting the show, and we've got some performances going on, live performances. It's free, family friendly, and then Santa Claus will be making a stop, and I'm introducing Santa Claus.
And now, I love this story more because we were at the Grove the other day, mm-hmm. and they're starting to build the Santa house, and Santa's going to be at the Grove, how they always are here in Los Angeles. But Emil, your boyfriend, never met Santa. So a couple of years ago, you took him to the Grove, and he sat on Santa's lap.
We did.
So, at like 20 years old.
Yes. Well, he was raised in the Deep South, the son of a pastor, and they didn't really celebrate the sort of Santa Claus side of Christmas. It was mm-hmm. more about the Christ, you know, the Christ part of Christmas. And so I said, this is ridiculous. And so we went to the Grove, and we waited in line, and we got it all on video. He put it on his YouTube channel, and he sat on Santa's lap. And the little elves outside helping, like, move the line along, just looked at him like he was crazy the entire time. But he came out,
man.
Oh, he came out of there with wide eyes like it was the moment of his life.
That's so cute. Mm-hmm.
The official Santa Claus.
Well, you know what's funny? I always tell this story. Daddy Lisa was raised Jehovah's Witness. So when she and I met, Christmas wasn't a really big deal to her. But for me, it's my favorite holiday. So I try to go all out for her. And she loves it. She loves the Christmas tree, the lights. That's part of the reason we like to decorate early for Christmas anyway.
I love that. You're catching her up on all the years lost.
Yeah, of course.
Right. Michaela, here, you have some news on the beat for us?
I do, honey. There's a lot going on. So let me talk about it. It looks like Lena Waithe is a married woman right now.
Yes.
She said on Ellen, "We snuck and did it." The creator of the Chai married her longtime girlfriend, Alana Mayo. She said, "You know, I didn't make any announcements, but there was an impromptu wedding that happened." Let's take a listen.
Where'd you do it? We went to San Francisco. We went to the courthouse, got married right in front of Harvey Milk's bust.
Oh, that's amazing.
Yeah, and she was her idea, like all good things are. And she was just driving, and she saw the courthouse, and she said, "We should get married there." And I said, "Cool."
That place has historical significance.
So much history in our community. And, you know, it was a humbling day, you know, to marry someone so amazing, but also to really appreciate all the work that so many people have put in for us to be able to do that. So
absolutely. It was a struggle to make that happen.
Absolutely.
It's beautiful that you can live your full truth and be in love and declare it to the world.
Everybody should be able to do that.
Absolutely.
That was her talking to John Legend, the sexiest man alive.
And also, by the way, it's the Chai, Michaela.
First of all,
the Chai, it's not a chai tea latte. It's Chai, like Chi-Town, Chicago.
Wow. How, you know what?
Pull it together.
You got it. Yep, Saturday morning. All right, Lena White, who identifies as a lesbian, told People magazine in March 2018 that the wedding would be super small. Crazy small, but looks like it's as small as it can absolutely be. So congrats to the happy couple for the star of the Chi.
So happy for the, the star of the Chai. Creator.
Star of the Chai latte. All right, if you're celebrating a birthday, there's a lot to celebrate besides Lena White. Happy birthday. You're celebrating with the yodeling kid, Mason Ramsey. Turning 13 today.
I don't know what I do. All I do is say, I love that last song. Did she say goodbye?
That reminds me of 13-year-old Leanne Rimes singing Blue. Remember that song?
Yes.
That's exactly how she sounded, actually.
Like Scooby-Doo.
My voice, yeah. Dean McDermott, reality star and husband of Tori Spelling, also turns 52 today. Singer Diana Krall, who I love, turns 55.
I would not leave you in times of trouble. We never could have come this far.
I just want to say that you have started something that you can't take back.
What is that?
I have texts already saying, Michaela, it's the Chai. Listen, girl, sometimes you're reading and you're like, huh? Well, people are definitely on your side, AJ. It's the Chai.
Chi-town.
Chi-town. Okay, how urban of you. You're so wild. Coming up, we have a lot of really great stories for you, including at the end of this hour, we're going to be talking about things that we've overheard in LA that are very LA. And of course, you're going to teach me sports because I know nothing about that. And for a gay man, you're very into them, which we love.
True.
But coming up first, South Park has a very controversial segment that has been on last week's episode. It has to do with trans athletes. We're talking about it, so stick around. We are the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
All right, so South Park, they're in their 23rd season. They're known for starting controversy. They like to take on really controversial topics, and they're doing it again this season. Their seventh episode, they took on the trans athletes movement and the issue in an episode called Bored Girls. And in my opinion, kind of missed the mark. Take a listen and decide for yourself.
Heather Swanson is actually joining us now. Ms. Swanson, how does it feel to be competing today?
I can't tell you how free I feel now that I've started identifying as a woman. Now that I can compete as female, I'm ready to smash the other girls.
Yeah, so it has the voice of Dog the Bounty Hunter, whom it was supposed to be portraying.
Yes, and so, okay, so there's a lot wrong, and we're going to dig in. First of all, most trans athletes have to adhere to very strict hormone testing. This is very important. Before they're even allowed to compete in accordance with their gender. So, for example, Michaela, a trans woman who wants to compete in the Olympics must demonstrate a testosterone level below 10 nanomoles per liter for at least a year before competition. Very strict guidelines. Mm-hmm. Secondly, this is just a repetition of the world's oldest trans trope. Obviously, the idea that trans women are just men in disguise, up to no good. So even if it actually wasn't actively harmful, it'd still be the laziest possible depiction of transgender people. Reminds me of, there's actually a runner, a South African runner by the name of Caster Semenya, back in 2009. She was winning everything. She's a middle distance runner, and she was winning the 800 meters, what she's really known for. And in 2009, they actually banned her for a while because they just thought she actually wasn't female. Mm-hmm. And they actually tested her gender, and she actually is a cis female. But they banned her for a while, and it started this sort of conversation about 10 years ago on what, you know, trans athletes and where do they fit and what's okay and what's not okay. And they're trying to create guidelines now. But South Park, I just feel like they were just very, there was a lack of thought.
Yeah, well, breaking down your statistics, here's what we're saying. Scientifically, you have to be able to test into the same hormone range as other females if you are a trans woman. You, when you start taking testosterone, lose some of the estrogen. I mean, it's a scientific thing. It's not like a regular cis man racing against a cis woman. And here's the problem. A lot of people from South Park are saying it's an equal opportunity offensive show. We make fun of everyone. And I love comedy and I love edgy comedy. And I do edgy comedy, but that's not it, because South Park is targeting an oppressed group which is already in the crosshairs of the federal government on a daily basis. It's a group that's been mocked and ridiculed for literally decades. Black trans women are the highest rate of women being killed. Black trans women, 20 have already died this year alone out of 21 black trans women.
Not only are they being killed and they're being targeted, they're not getting talked about in the mainstream media.
Right.
This isn't a conversation that as a nation we're really having. You know, as a cis gay man, I feel pretty protected. There are certain things, obviously, that the Trump administration is doing right now to sort of like challenge that. But I'm pretty privileged in the fact that I am a cis white gay guy. But transgender women in particular and women of color are so targeted. And it feels like this episode is just, it's lazy. It's lazy, and it minimizes the actual, because there do need to be tests, and there are, and this will continue to evolve because this is not going anywhere. And there needs to be a larger conversation, but I don't think this is the way to start that conversation.
Absolutely. And they do say, first of all, I said Dog the Bounty Hunter. It's Macho Man Randy Savage. Which also how I messed up, because I loved wrestling when I was growing up. And I thought it was amazing. In the end, they do 28 minutes later make the point of what they were trying to do by having this conversation. We can take a listen.
Dada, I love you.
I don't understand.
They don't care. They must see the nuance to this whole situation.
You're right. They realize that raising a gender-based issue of strength doesn't necessarily make one a bigot or a bully. All this time, we were worried what the PC babies would think.
And we didn't realize that our little babies are growing up.
But it takes so long to get to that point. Do you know what I'm saying? And what you remember is the initial joke of a voice, Macho Man Randy Savage, being a trans woman ready to compete. That just doesn't break it down.
Yeah, that's the moment that sticks out from this episode.
That's
and we were talking about this a moment ago before we came back to air, that this show in particular is largely viewed by a pretty liberal audience. Most conservatives are pretty offended by South Park.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you start to offend the liberal audience, you've done something really wrong.
Hey,
and that's,
yeah,
I think
that's a good point.
They crossed the line.
That's right. All right. Well, coming up, speaking of sports, you went to the Ohio State. Did I say that right?
You're so close. The Ohio State University, Michaela. You have one more chance to get this right.
The Ohio State University.
Yes.
And you are a Buckeye.
Yes.
A poisonous nut, if you will. That's what you are. When you Buckeyes walk around, I want you to think about this. You're a poisonous nut.
Fair enough.
And you're going to teach me hashtag sports. What's going on? Something big happened between the Steelers and the Browns.
Yes.
Colin Kaepernick got a phone call.
Uh-huh.
And you're going to break it down for me because I don't really get it. Sticking around. Coming up next.
The Morning Beat. The new Channel Q.
Well, he tackled Rudolph. Rudolph didn't like the way that he was tackled.
Oh, man.
All right, it's time for hashtag sports. Michaela, you ready?
I didn't know we were doing a bilingual show today.
Yeah, bilingual. It is bilingual to you. So that.
No, honey, a totally different language. Don't even know what he just said.
A little audio there from the Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers game on Thursday night that towards the end of the fourth quarter ended in a bit of a brawl. Myles Garrett grabbed the helmet of Mason Rudolph, took it off his head, and then swung and hit him live on national television.
Why would he do that?
He was getting feisty. And the thing is, Myles Garrett plays for the Browns, right? The Browns won the game. They were winning.
Wait, I need to break this down in kindergarten.
Okay.
So this man.
Yes.
From the Browns.
This, yes.
Went to the Steelers, man.
Yes. The yes.
And he said, he went over to him. He took his helmet off.
Yep.
After they won the game.
They almost. It was the end of the fourth quarter, but they were going to win, yes.
They were going to win.
Yes. Football is the sport.
Football. Okay, thank you. Took his helmet off and hit him?
Yeah.
Why?
He was upset.
You won the game.
He was upset. Things got heated. Both teams were fined $250,000 because of this, and Myles Garrett has been suspended indefinitely. It's not good. Like, commentators were saying, like, this is an offense. Like, you could go to jail for this. I've never seen anything like this in a football game.
Right. So, okay.
A lot of testosterone.
But I would feel like you're getting it all out. You're literally running for like 2 hours. Aren't you tired? Who has time to fight?
I
run for 5 minutes and I'm exhausted.
He must have a lot of nanimals of testosterone. Like there's a lot going on.
So now what does it mean? Because you're a big, why we like this segment is because you're going to teach me sports. You're a big sports fan.
Yeah.
You love Ohio because you went to the Ohio State University.
Yes, you got it right.
You're a poisonous nut called a Buckeye. Did you play sports?
I played football in seventh and eighth grade. I was terrible.
Oh my God, you're like so butch.
So I have a little sister. She's 23, and we watched videos about a year or two ago when I was home one time of me playing football in junior high. And I was always fast. So I played cornerback, which is like the guy on either side of the safety on defense, and you run and tackle the receiver. That's the person who catches the ball.
Wait, just say it in a way that I explain it.
Okay, so I would run to try to tackle somebody,
okay.
But I always showed up on video at the end of the tackle, like the huddle when the work had already been done, because I didn't want to like hurt my arms, because I hated tackling people so much, it hurts.
Okay, that makes sense, I get it.
But my parents really wanted me to be butch, and I look cute in like the little tights.
The tights are so cute.
Yeah.
You know what, I've worn jerseys before with just heels, no pants underneath, it's a cute look. I'm 5'2", so they kind of fit like dresses.
Emil and I dressed as hashtag sports for Halloween this year.
You guys looked so cute, by the way. You can follow AJ at AJ Gibson to see that photo. Well, I have a story to share with you.
A sports story?
Yeah.
Come on.
Turns out Colin Kaepernick is getting to audition today to play football again.
Audition?
Yeah.
It's called a tryout.
Tomato, tomato.
They're working him out. So this actually is a really good story. I was reading up on I know about sports. So it's been a couple years since he's even played. He hasn't even had any conversations with the NFL. Apparently, Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, says we're finally going to give Kaepernick a shot. They announced this Tuesday. The workout's happening today. And all 30 teams are invited. I think about 11 or so right now said they're going to show up.
Well, this is a big deal because Colin Kaepernick hasn't been able to play for 3 years.
Yeah.
Because of Black Lives Matter movement. Because
yes.
He was like, I'm out of here.
Because he took a knee.
Is the NFL mad? Are they being nice to him?
I think the NFL, it doesn't like this press. They thought it was going to go away. And a lot of people are standing by him. So I think they're trying to give him a shot. I think it's a setup, though.
Why?
They announced it on Tuesday and they're going to have him try out on Saturday.
Well, he needs time to practice.
But 4-5 days is enough time to
get
NFL ready?
I would say give me a year.
Yeah. Yes. So I hope he does well. He has been working out, I hear. Sources are saying he's stayed in shape this entire time. He's ready to play. But 24 teams actually are now showing up. So there is interest. Another interesting sidebar to this, though, fans of the Arizona Cardinals are saying because there's rumor that they might pick him up. There have been a lot of quarterbacks that have gone down this season, and he plays quarterback. You know that part, right?
No.
Okay, that's the guy who like throws the ball?
They all throw the ball.
No, they don't. That's what he does. The pigskin. Yeah, there you go. That's a sports reference.
Oh, yeah. Is it made of real pigskin?
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Probably. I don't know. Arizona fans are saying they actually will boycott the team, though, if they pick him up. So there's still a lot of controversy around him and about this whole issue.
Oh, no. So even if he makes a team, they could just boycott the team?
Sure. But I think the NFL is really trying to change their image on activism and issues, especially in regards to minorities in the league and Black Lives Matter. They tend to stifle their players a bit. And I think that them bringing J-Lo, this is something you can
yes.
get.
Yes. Okay. Can
J-Lo
I say?
J-Lo and Shakira performing at the halftime of the Super Bowl this year, I think is their attempt to sort of like diversify the NFL and show that we're inclusive. They brought on Jay-Z recently, and he's now part of the NFL working with them to try to fix this diversity problem. And I think this is another step in the right direction. It feels like a bit of a setup.
Well, here's the thing. I like some things about sports.
What? What do you like?
I like the hot dogs.
Ooh, yeah.
Delish.
Have you had a Dodger dog?
Yes.
You know what sport that is?
Baseball.
Baseball, yes.
I like the beers. I don't really like the taste of beer, but I like to just put a little taste in my mouth to be like the people.
Even though they're like $12.
Yeah, well, I just only have one. I spit it out a little bit.
Perfect.
And then I enjoy the fact that the Super Bowl goes all the way in with their celebrity A-listers to perform. However, it's not been very good since Colin Kaepernick has not been able to play. So maybe if Colin Kaepernick can make a team, Rihanna will be able to finally perform.
Because she was like, I'm not going near that.
And really, that's sports.
I love your view of sports. I think we should touch on this topic again in the future.
Yeah, no, I'm ready for a little pig skin. Dodger dogs.
Dodger dogs. Yum, I'm hungry.
Morning Beat, the new Channel Q.
All right, Michaela, so we both lived in this city for a bit. It can be odd, it can be strange, it's a little weird. Speaking of Los Angeles, La La Land, there's a reason they call it La La Land.
That's right.
And there's actually a really popular Instagram account called Overheard LA that we both follow. They post some of the most ridiculous conversations that people just overhear out at random places, restaurants, the gym, coffee shops. I think we should go through some of our favorites.
Absolutely.
I don't know what yours are.
Okay, I didn't want you to hear them.
Okay.
But I'm going to read you one that I found.
Okay.
Okay. You did ketamine in the bathroom of a Starbucks? Yeah, I was on my way to a party. It was a pumpkin carving party. Overheard in Hollywood, California.
Of course. Okay, this one's from, this was overheard at Pump Restaurant in West Hollywood, Lisa Vanderpump's restaurant.
Right.
I just kept staring at my therapist's coffee cup the whole session, wondering if someone who buys coffee at Panera possesses the adequate judgment to help me with my life.
Kind of, yeah, true.
Totally shady, but their coffee's terrible.
I hate Panera. Okay, if you're just tuning in, these are things that have been overheard LA. Here's one. This was in downtown Los Angeles at LA Live.
Mm-hmm.
Miss, you can't smoke here. Says who? You sound like a cop. I'm literally a cop.
All right, so this one was overheard at H Club here in Los Angeles. No matter how hard I try, I can't get over her. I said that like a girl's voice. It could be a girl's voice or a guy's voice.
Yeah.
No matter how hard I try, I can't get over her. If the climate can change, then so can you.
Yes, that's inspirational. Put that on a cup.
If there's breath in your lungs, you can change your life, people.
That was inspirational. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Thank you. All right, here's one. Customer, do you carry overnight oats? Cashier, we carry oats. Customer, not the same thing. Cashier, tomorrow they will be.
That's sharp. That's sharp. I like that.
I know. That was heard in Whole Foods in West LA.
Also, I hate overnight oats. Little tidbit of information.
Also, Lisa took me to New York for my 30th birthday, and she insisted that we eat overnight oats every day for breakfast.
They're so weird.
Hated it.
I'm not a fan. All right. I've got one more for you. This was at Lulu's Cafe, one of my favorite lunch spots, actually. Maybe you're right. I should go back to college. I said you should start taking collagen. Which is actually good for you. I put it in my morning protein shake.
I love that. That's so funny. Well, listen, I've had such a good time with you today.
I've had a blast. I adore you. We've known each other for 12 years.
And
getting to play with you like this is a blast.
It's been so much fun.
And I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in to us on a Saturday morning, starting your day off right, as you should, with us, your new friends. But I also want to say, if you're in the Los Angeles area, I'm going to be at Topanga Mall tonight. Santa Claus's arrival is at 4:30 p.m. It's free for the family. Bring your friends, family. Come out, have a good time. We've got some performances going on, a lot of free family-friendly things going on.
Yeah.
Say hi to me, wave at me, take a picture with me, follow me on Instagram.
Stalk him.
_AJ Gibson.
Bob his photos.
Yeah, absolutely.
Steal the mic.
I love when people come up and say hi to me in public. It actually makes my day.
Do you love it?
I'm a small town boy. I mean,
yeah,
it's cool. It's a privilege.
I do too. I think it feels so good. The fact that people just even care to like listen or visit. You're like, please come up and give me a hug.
And you're so recognizable. Like your face, your voice, all of it. Like you've been around for a minute, girl.
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. You're famous.
Whoa, I'm famous. Well, I will be at the Trevor Live tomorrow night. I'm so excited. Anything the benefits are LGBTQ community. But like AJ said, thank you always for listening. We hope you have an incredible rest of your weekend. Enjoy your Saturday. We're wishing best luck to our producer, Justin. He's having his little baby shower tomorrow for his little baby.
That's exciting. Congrats on that.
He's having a son named Bennett.
Oh, I love so.
Bennett,
I like that.
He's
going to be dapper. You can tell.
Yeah, he is. He's going to wear suits and stuff.
Yeah. Well, enjoy that. You enjoy your weekend as well. You guys also listening, enjoy your weekend. Thanks for tuning in. We are the new Channel Q.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.